Hi, everyone. This is Eric Martin, the lead singer for the band Mr. Big, and you are on the road to rock with Clint Switzer.
Thank you so much, man. I love talking about the things that I love, Clint, and for you to allow me to do it with you. God bless you. God bless the Heartland. God bless America.
You are now on the road to rock. It's not just a podcast. It's an unabashed celebration of rock's living legends. And now, please welcome your host, the master of your rock and roll road trip, leading you down the highway to hell, Clint Switzer.
Welcome to On the Road to Rock with Clint Switzer. It is so great to have you here once again as we springboard into the spring and summer months here on the podcast, which of course for me, for us here, for many of you listening, this is sort of our time to shine. Once you hit spring and summer, that's when live music starts coming about. You start planning trips to the lake, vacations with your family. It's all about being outside, having a good time, having some beverages with your friends, and of course, enjoying live music, which there's going to be lots of this summer as we finally kind of get back on a normal touring schedule for a lot of bands. Still kind of slow to the draw for some people. I mean, you may not have a concert calendar quite fill up like you have, but what you will notice is ticket prices are exorbitant. I know here in Kansas City, we have a Styx and REO Speedwagon and Loverboy show coming up, and it sold out. And tickets were, the average ticket price was somewhere around $75, which to me is incredible for legacy bands like that to be selling out. People are starved for live music and just willing to pay the freight, I guess so. I think you'll see that too with a lot of the big country shows that are out there. We've seen Garth Brooks, of course, hitting big stadiums as always. George Strait's doing a bunch of stadiums this summer, and Kenny Chesney as well. So we'll see kind of how the touring market, if it corrects itself here kind of in the next year or so with prices at least, because it is very high. And I think that's something that the touring industry is going to have to sort of take a look at as time goes on. Are people going to be, you know, continuing to want to pay these prices? This week here on the Road to Rock, major guest, it is none other than our good friend Michael Schenker, who has been on, I think, three times before. He's joining us again to talk about his new album, Universal, which is tremendous, and sort of talking about his upcoming tour, which starts this week. It started this week in Europe, in Helsinki, Finland, I believe. His singer that he's taking out there for the European part of this tour isn't another than our good friend Robin McCauley, who was just on the show a couple weeks ago. So, of course, remember Robin McCauley is the singer in the Mike McCauley Schenker group there in the 80s, sort of the recognized, you know, 80s version of that the MSG, McCauley Schenker group. Robin McCauley had that big of an impact. And then it's going to be back to Ronnie Romero as the singer who sang on most of this album, Universal. He's going to be doing a lot of the U.S. dates coming up here this fall with Eric Martin, and then doing a couple dates, one of which I will be attending with Wasp and Armored Saint. Going to be getting into a lot of things with Michael. Had to do this interview kind of on the fly, not the normal like Zoom style, everything set up. This was a phone call, and I thought I had a system set up to take the phone call and do the interview when I was out of the studio, and it didn't quite go great. I had to kind of mess with the audio a little bit, kind of manipulate some of it, so it's not perfect, but that's how we used to do interviews here. You know, when I first started the Music Mania podcast, it was literally taking a phone call on a phone, holding it up to a microphone so that you could hear the call. And so times have changed. We've come a long way. Most of the interviews here are done on Zoom. You get the video. There is no video of this. Michael only does phone call interviews. And he was very gracious, always just such a personable guy. And he's hilarious, kind of underratedly funny. And, you know, he's a guy that developed his own style. He's not someone that really looks, he doesn't really have influences. Like, he's his own influence. He doesn't look to outside music. He doesn't really know and remember artists that well. Like, so when I ask him in this interview, hey, you're going to be doing some dates with Armored Saint. You guys toured with them back in 1986, I believe. This is what Robin McCauley mentioned on the podcast a few weeks ago. And he said, oh, yes, I think I remember that name. So, like, he might remember who Armored Saint is, but I don't think he puts it together because he's that much of a virtuoso. He is that influential as a guitarist from the UFO, Scorpions, MSG. I've seen him several times here on doing his Michael Schenker Fest throughout the country. It is tremendous. So catch Michael Schenker out there. Just one of the greatest guitarists, rock guitarists of all time, no question about it. So we thank you guys so much for being a part of On the Road to Rock. Going to head to that interview with Michael Schenker in just a moment. Of course, I want to remind you that our website, roadtorockpodcast.com, that's where everything is archived, neat and clean for you as always. And always appreciate a subscription on whatever podcast platform you have us on. So Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, any of that, we are out there. Again, hit us up on socials, On the Road to Rock. Our main website to which everything that we do falls under is StarcadeMedia.com, and I will actually be out with Starcade Media heading to the draft in Las Vegas this week. So by the time you hear this, I pre-recorded this. So on Friday when our show comes out, I've already got this pre-recorded and it goes out there. So by the time this happens, the first round of the NFL draft will have already happened, and we'll be covering the Weezer concert, which is happening on the draft stage following the show. So a lot of big things to look forward to. We're back, just glad to be back out there and traveling, doing what we do. This is what, you know, my website and my media entity, Starcade Media, is all about. And from here on out, this is what I do. I will be out there doing this sports, music, entertainment full time. And that's what how it should be. So grateful for all you. It's almost been a year since we rebranded On the Road to Rock. This was the Music Mania podcast for well over 7 years, and last year we rebranded to On the Road to Rock, and it's been great. Thank you for being on the road to rock with us. Enjoy my interview this week. It is with legendary guitarist. It's the return of the Mad Axe Man, Michael Schenker. And please welcome the return of the Mad Axe Man himself, Michael Schenker. Michael, welcome to On the Road to Rock. It has been a while, my friend. How's it going, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing just tremendous. Thanks so much for asking. Well, Michael, I know this year we are celebrating 50 years of your career recording and now heading out on this European tour, which is going to begin April 27th in Helsinki, Finland. And I know we just had Robin McCauley on the show a couple weeks ago to talk about that. And you're taking Robin out here on this European tour, and then you're going to be coming back with Ronnie Romero here in the U.S. So a lot to look forward to here, man.
Yeah, that's, you know, Ronnie Romero, he had committed to do the whole, you know, he's our main singer, and just unfortunately something happened, and he can't do the European tour. Unfortunately, Robin McCauley, you know, he's very professional and kind enough to help out, and he's used to that. He's singing in Las Vegas, and he has other experience. He's getting better all the time, and so, you know, we actually toured together in '87 with Def Leppard, and we played like similar countries. So it probably still be fine with all the fans out there to see Robin and myself again together for such a long time. It has been a long time. And I'm looking forward to this.
Well, when you look back at the 50-year career, Michael, you've done so much, from UFO, Scorpions, MSG. Does it seem like it's been 50 years when you look back on it? And this has to be just a true testament to you as a performer and the songs that you've created. I mean, it just has to be really gratifying.
Well, it's a strange thing, that whole music thing. It's like, I feel like I'm still 18 years old, you know? So it's kind of weird.
And you definitely look it, too, by the way, Michael. You look great, look very healthy. It looks like everything is going tremendously with you, at least, you know, physically, which is tremendous. You also going to be heading to the U.S. starting in September, coming in for a string of dates with Eric Martin from Mr. Big, and then a few dates with none other than Wasp and Armored Saint in Texas and Oklahoma, I believe. So, man, Blackie Lawless was telling some stories recently that included you and Chris Holmes' motorcycle and some really wild times on the Sunset Strip there. That sounded kind of like a blast.
I'm not sure. Somebody asked me about that. I mean, you know, probably some things that happened in the past I don't remember, but I certainly don't remember that. I'm not really sure what... Maybe, I'm not really sure. If people say that happened, then maybe it did, but I don't remember it.
Well, it's going to be great to have you back in the U.S. here beginning in September, and you're going to be able to do it with your singer, Ronnie Romero. That's a part of... Of course, your latest album, which is Universal, which comes out May 27th. But you've been doing Michael Schenker Fest, you know, all over the world, using multiple singers. And so what kind of made you want to, when you do this tour, go down to just, you know, I know you're using Robin in Europe, and then your singer, which is on the latest album, Universal, Ronnie Romero, here in America.
Yeah, it hasn't really finished. I mean, Michael Schenker Fest is a big undertaking. It's very expensive. it's very hard to get promoters to go for it, because, you know, you only get a certain amount of shows together, but not as many as you do if you have a compact band, and it's easier to put it together, you know. And so I thought, you know, I just let Michael Schenker first sit there until somebody, you know, wants to contract the band, I mean, promoters. And so I just started making another record that became Immortal, and then Universal. And so, you know, and with the pandemic, obviously, nothing could really happen with Michael Schenker Fest anyway, because nobody was able to tour. So the transition time actually happened while nothing else could have happened, you know. So I did everything, I set up everything for the compact way of touring, which kind of, because of the pandemic, was kind of growing into a new way of doing things. And so, but, you know, Michael Schenker Fest is still available if people at some point they wanna do that. You know, if they want to see that show, they just have to come up with a budget and make it work. But until then, you know, I just tour my stuff, you know, with one singer and just with a normal band, and that's what we're doing.
Well, talking about the new album, Universal, comes out May 27th. You've been so productive, Michael, over the past 4 years. I mean, this is basically your fourth studio album since 2018, following the likes of Resurrection, Revelation, and Immortal, which were all tremendous. And now here we go with Universal. To what do you attribute to being so productive over the past several years?
I'm used to playing, you know, making an album every year, making an album, sometimes even two in 1 year. You know, I'm used to that with UFO. We always did one album tour, then another year, a new album tour, another year, new album tour. And I've been doing that ever since, and sometimes even two albums. I mean, I've done 60, 70 albums in the 50 years. So, you know, but that's the reason why I didn't join Ozzy Osbourne or stayed with UFO or Scorpions, because I wanted to self-express, and I had so much stuff in me that I needed to go get out of my system, like acoustic instrumentals, electric instrumentals. I couldn't have done that with a commercial touring band, you know, wanting to have hits and stuff like that, because I'm an artist and I love to experiment and just self-express, you know, regardless if it becomes, you know, very popular or not. Always an icing on the cake if it does, but it's not a concern of mine.
Just talk about putting this album together overall, Michael. I know you've been co-producing many of your recent records. Just talk about putting this together. Did you feel like you had extra time kind of during COVID to sort of write and put this material together? Just kind of give us an overall view of what it was like kind of recording and making this tremendous album, which is Universal.
First of all, I have been co-producing with Michael Foss for the last 12 years, so we are like a winning formula. And no, the pandemic has made no difference, because I'm writing the way I write, regardless of external circumstances. I have always written the same way, and I carry on doing it that way, because it works very well for me, and so nothing really externally changes that.
Michael, what are the challenges of picking a set list for a tour like this? I know with the Michael Schenker Fest, you were able to go all the way back. You were playing almost 3-hour shows, going back and playing Scorpions, going back and playing UFO, MSG, really any and everything goes. So as you're releasing a new album, I assume you'll want to unveil some of those songs on this tour. How do you pick a set list for this upcoming tour?
Yeah, I always keep my set list, like, at least for the last 4 years or so. And so I can see what was done before, and I make sure I don't repeat, you know, and actually play old classics that haven't been played for a while and put them into new sets. So, you know, and make sure it's a well-balanced set with, you know, with all of this last 50 years known songs and so on. And, you know, just make sure that some songs are being played that haven't been. That's what we're going to be doing for this world tour.
Well, absolutely can't wait for that. Okay, so I believe you're doing a couple dates in the U.S. Kind of at the beginning of November in Texas and Oklahoma with Wasp. We talked about those guys. Great to see them back out. This is going to be awesome. And then also you're going to get Armored Saint, which I believe you guys toured with a little bit back in the mid '80s, right?
Yeah. I remember that name.
Yeah, Armored Saint. Yes, John Bush and the guys of Armored Saint. I think Robin said you guys had toured with them a little bit in the mid '80s. So how tremendous is it to kind of come back? You're going to be with Eric Martin from Mr. Big, who's a tremendous singer and a great talent on a lot of the dates, but then coming back and doing those dates with them. I mean, how do you kind of pick the performers that you're either taking out or playing dates with? Does your management kind of do that, or do you have any input in that?
Yeah, well, it's like a deja vu.
Right.
You know, it's like going out with something we did many, many years ago. It's kind of interesting and funny.
Well, it really is, and you know, certainly hoping that that no repeat incidents of the Sunset Strip thing. I think you might remember that if you really think. I mean, you I don't know, Michael. I you've done so many things in your career. I totally understand that that there are some parts of it, especially when it comes to the Sunset Strip, that might be a little foggy. But like, what you know, I got to ask you this because I know that there's been talk before, and I almost hate to bring it up because it's a tough deal, but like, you, I know you and your brother Rudolph have not had the best relationship over the years. I mean, he just had a child not too long ago. Have you guys mended fences? Have you guys talked? I mean, he's you're a grandpa again. Has there been any progress in that?
No, I don't trust Rudolph. You know, he's a bully. I don't trust him, and there's no point.
Oh, man, it's really unfortunate. You've had, because your work with the Scorpions was so important early on, and you guys are brothers. You grew up together, and I hate that that's happened. But you're someone that has strong convictions, obviously, and you stick to your guns, and that's a good thing too. That's important.
Yeah, what do you do with bullies and people you don't trust? You just kind of, you know, accept it, but I don't have to connect.
That's absolutely true. So where are you at right now? Are you guys, has there been some rehearsals going on? What's going on? What are you guys up to here in the next couple weeks? I know we're just a couple weeks out from Helsinki, Finland, where the tour starts. Are you over in Europe right now getting ready for the tour?
Yeah, I'm here in the UK and getting ready.
Oh man, this is so tremendous. I tell you, the live performances have only gotten better. I think I've seen you guys in Las Vegas a couple times and in Kansas City. You guys have just been everywhere, and there seems to be such a respect for you, and you're someone that developed your own style. You've even said yourself you don't listen to a lot of outside music, right? So your own style has prevailed all these years. I mean, is there some satisfaction you take in knowing that after all these years people still want to connect with you and that your playing is so influential to so many people?
Well, you know, I always say I'm a spirit on a mission spreading the joy of music from a place of pure self-expression, and pure self-expression has always been number one priority for me. That's why I didn't join Ozzy Osbourne, Scorpions, UFO. I didn't carry on with them and all the other people that, you know, wanted me to join them. And so for me, I'm an artist, and for me it's important to write from within, and I'm still having fun doing it, you know. So I stayed true to myself, and it's rewarding, you know. It's a good thing to do.
The first single you released from the new album Universal is called Emergency. It's a really cool video, awesome song. Why did you pick that song for the first single?
when the record company heard it, they immediately said, "This is going to be the first song."
Well, that's simple enough. Do you have anything in mind for the second one? I know it's been just a few weeks, but the album comes out May 27th, and you know, videos today are so important, Michael. The visual, and you've done some great videos for your last few albums. I mean, people discover music just from YouTube these days. So how important is it to have like top-notch videos and the production be really good? People really want to see good visuals these days. It's almost like MTV all over again, but just on a computer.
Yeah, of course. They want to see who is behind the music and, you know, for the eyes, visual. And, you know, we're going to do a second single and a third single. And we have two particular songs that we have chosen, and they're going to come out soon.
Michael, did you, during the last 2 years, you've been so relentlessly touring, did you, ever have moments where you felt like, you know, that this was never going to end, or that you really got down over that? Because I mean, 2 years of not being mini concerts, it just, you know, the power of live music is so powerful. So did you have any moments of self-doubt during that, like that you missed the stage? Or is it just kind of like, hey, you were able to maybe take some time off, unplug for a while, and kind of be rejuvenated with this new tour?
No, I mean, you don't really know what's going to happen. You don't know if it's going to be 1 month, 2 months,
right,
or 1 year, or 2 years. So you just go moment by moment, and before you know, it's 2 years, you know, but nobody can predict how long it's going to take. So it's better that we don't know, but, you know, it's over when it's over, and then you carry on. But, you know, I deal with the things as they come. And so I made two albums in that period of time, which, you know, that it passed time, and it was a good outcome. Ultimate, I mean, the Immortal album, and now the Universal, you know, two good albums. And, you know, that's what I occupied myself with.
Do you feel like there's ever a time where you would want to do a tour with just Robin, you know, outside this European tour, where, you know, you do the full Macaulay Shanker, you know, do it all that? Do you think that would ever happen, or are you kind of set on using Ronnie and going ahead with him as kind of the main MSG singer right now?
Yeah, I at this point in time, I'm just sticking with what I'm focusing on in the now. There's no point in losing energy with other things, you know, possibilities. You know, if something wants or needs to happen, it will happen automatically. And so for now, it's Ronnie Romero and the band that I have. And we did two great albums, Immortal and Universal now. And so it's now time to tour. We haven't been really touring for a long time, except for the four shows in the UK. And so we're looking forward to do a world tour. Let's do that and then see what's happening next.
Fair enough, of course. How did you kind of get with Ronnie? Because his work with Rainbow, he's done so many things. He's a tremendous singer. But you've had Doogie White. You've had so many singers. How did you finally kind of settle on Ronnie? What was the story behind that?
Well, Ronnie was already singing for us on the Revelation album, Michael Schenker Fest. He was singing We Are the Boys. And then, you know, he was rehearsing with us already for Japan, in case that something happened to Graham Bonnet was not doing too well at the time. And I wasn't sure if Graham would make it to Japan, but then Japan got canceled. It was going to be a really, really big show tour in Japan with two drummers, Simon Phillips and Bodo Schopp, and, you know, the Michael Schenker Fest, of course, and A set and B set. It was really big, and then it didn't happen. And and then we did the after Revelation, we did the Immortal album, and now the Universal, and both albums, Ronnie was singing. And, you know, not as many as we wanted on Immortal, but finally on this one, Universal, he's singing 10 songs. He's our main singer, you know, in the band that's going to be touring and is also on this album. And, we just grew together over the period of time.
Michael, it doesn't appear to me like you've aged at all over your career. We're celebrating 50 years, but you just look so vibrant and so healthy, and that's tremendous. I mean, I know. I already kind of know the answer to this, because I know how you are. You don't look to the future. You see things as they come. But have you ever thought about a time where the retirement or stopping touring would ever happen for you? Or is it, like you said, just it'll happen when it happens kind of thing?
Yeah, it happens when it happens.
See?
Because I don't know what's going to happen. Because, you know, I don't know if I'm alive tomorrow. I don't know if my body parts all work tomorrow. I don't know. I can only go today and wake up tomorrow and carry on, you know, if I do.
Well, you've made that your philosophy, and I respect it. I want to thank you for joining us here on The Road to Rock. It's been a few years since we've had you, so this is great to have you back. Can't wait to see you. We'll, the tour, of course, starts here in just a couple weeks in Helsinki. Everybody, the new album is called Universal. It comes out May 27th. Michael, it's always so such a pleasure to have you. We'll see you here in the States, and can't wait for the show, man. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much and keep on working.
Always. Thank you.